That's our lovely movie maven music. And Stephanie Curtis, she's in the house. She is part of Cube Critics for NPR News, and she checks in on Fridays, lets us know what she's been seeing around town. Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Thanks.
One of the best movies of the year.
Wow.
Is opening today.
All right. So tell us about
what is this?
Sorry
to stomp all over you there when you're trying to say something, Jade. It is called Son of Saul, and it was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film. It's in Hungarian. It's a Hungarian movie about the Holocaust, and it's about a guy named Saul, and you're plunged into the movie. You get a little bit of information. He is a Soder Commando, which were the Jews who worked in the camps helping the Nazis. So they would be told, you're going to die, or you're going to become, or you can live a little longer and help us. And so he's a Soder Commando who helps Jews getting off the train, pushes them into the crematoriums, and guides them, not telling them you're about to die, and says, you know, and helps kill them. And you know that at the opening, they tell you that in titles, and then you're just plunged into this guy's world, and you're seeing what he's seeing, reacting to what he's reacting to. And you think like, well, isn't that what all movies are? But there are a lot of movies that explain a lot, or they'll have people who will say, well, Saul, we've been here for 3 months, and at this time you've been a cold man, you know, where they do a lot of exposition through dialogue, and you get nothing. So you're just watching this guy, and he, within the first 15 minutes, there's a boy who survives even though he was supposed to die. And Saul, and then the Nazis kill him anyways. And Saul becomes convinced, or it is, he says it's his son. And you're never quite sure if that's real or not. Wow. But he decides that this boy needs to have a traditional Jewish burial. And he's trying to get this done in the camps. And it is a devastating, harrowing film as he's going on this strange, following the strange decision, like amidst all the deaths that he's seen, why does this one boy's death matter? And it's a beautiful movie. It's just astonishing.
Yeah, this sounds so heavy. And
it is
beautiful. Yeah. Well, so it's up for Oscars.
Mm-hmm. First time filmmaker.
Wow.
The guy's never made anything before. Mm-hmm. And the guy in the lead is astonishing. His name is Geza Roaring, and he's never been in any other film. It's his first film. He's a Hungarian guy who had been in some, like, when the Russians were still controlling Hungary, he had a punk group, and the communists would come in and break up the punk group, you know, the performances. And then he ended up moving to Brooklyn, becoming a Hasidic Jew. And now he is a kindergarten teacher, sometimes a poet, and now a guy who's a major, like, in a major film and does an astonishing performance. What a life, huh?
Yeah.
Now, this is clearly a very serious film.
Yeah.
Who can you go to this film with? Can you take your teenage child to this film? Or is this like, just go with?
No, I think you can and should take a teenage child with. There's so much to talk about. But just know that part of the point of the film is that you don't quite know what's going on. So no matter who you're going with, if you don't know what's going on, don't lean over to them and say, hey, what's happening? What's happening? Because part of the point is he's being shoved around by the guards and has no control over his world. And so if you don't know what's happening, nobody else in the theater does too. Just shh and watch it, okay?
Just watch it. Well, and there's it looks like only one place right now in the Twin Cities you can watch it, which would be the Uptown Theater. And playing all weekend long. And Stephanie, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we'll check in with Stephanie again next Friday with another movie pick for our movie maven.